Americans aren't buying EVs, electric vehicle adoption continues to stall out. By Lucas Nolan on July 7, 2024. The electric vehicle revolution is encountering significant hurdles as consumers grapple with high costs, infrastructure challenges, and geopolitical tensions, potentially slowing the transition from traditional gas-powered cars, according to a report by Fast Company. Fast Company reports the automotive industry has undergone a significant transformation with the push towards electric vehicles in recent years. However, the road to widespread EV adoption is proving to be bumpy, with several obstacles threatening to stall progress. One of the primary concerns for potential EV buyers is the cost. While a recent University of Michigan study suggests that there is rough price parity between EVs and gas-powered cars on a macro level, with EVs being more economical in some areas and gas cars in others, the upfront cost of electric vehicles remains a significant barrier for many consumers. This situation is likely to worsen as the Biden administration has dramatically increased the tax rate on imported EVs from 27.5% to 102.5% this year, a move aimed at curbing the influx of cheaper Chinese-made vehicles into the U.S. market. Infrastructure challenges also continue to plague the EV industry. According to recent research by Harvard Business School, 1 in 5 charging points across the United States are non-functional. This lack of reliable charging infrastructure contributes to range anxiety among potential EV adopters, who worry about being stranded with a depleted battery. Loren McDonald of Industry Analysts EV Adoption projects that the U.S. will need approximately 2.8 million charging stations by 2030 to meet forecast demand, highlighting the enormous scale of infrastructure development required. Despite these lofty goals, the Biden administration has reportedly failed to produce even a single charging station with $7.5 billion allocated by Congress. The global geopolitical landscape is adding another layer of complexity to the EV market. Both the United States and the European Union have introduced import tariffs on Chinese-made vehicles, potentially impacting the availability and pricing of EVs. While the EU's tariffs are more modest at an average of 21%, the impact on the European market is expected to be less severe due to Chinese manufacturers' existing healthy margins in the region. Supply chain disruptions and varying global regulations are further complicating the EV landscape. Aidan Rushby, CEO and founder of vehicle finance and insurance company Carmola, notes that the industry faces broader issues such as supply chain disruptions and varying global regulations that could impact EV availability and pricing. The shortage of computer chips and batteries, crucial components for EVs, is particularly acute in affecting production capabilities. Despite these challenges, some industry experts remain optimistic about the future of electric vehicles. Luke Donachel, director of the Clean Vehicles and Fuels team at the Natural Resources Defense Council, encourages car shoppers to seriously consider EV options. He points out that most EV owners charge their vehicles privately, and individual states are beginning to roll out more public charging infrastructure. However, recent market forecasts suggest a potential slowdown in EV adoption. Bloomberg NEF analysts have reduced their outlook for EV sales through 2026 by 13%, indicating a possible deceleration in the market's growth. This adjustment reflects the complex interplay of factors influencing consumer decisions and industry dynamics. Read more at Fast Company here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.